hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
The British government moves to limit fallout from the Brexit vote. British Finance Minister George Osborne said Monday the British economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business. That message was repeated later in the day by Prime Minister David Cameron in his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote.
And we obviously will have to find a way under the new government to work out how to work with the European Union to get the maximum effect for the British stance on climate change, on Syria, on how we try and prevent refugees crossing, leaving Libya and all the rest of it. Those will all be issues for a future government, but I know from all that happened in the campaign is this is not about Britain withdrawing from the world or playing less of a role in the world, and we'll have to work out the way forward.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in London Monday after a stop in Brussels where he cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. The court ruled 5-3 to overturn a law in Texas that required abortion doctors to have patient-admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and that their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade equipment. In another case, the court refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling was a victory for gun control advocates. The court voted unanimously to throw out the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, defining more narrowly which actions by officials amount to corruption. This is VOA News. French prosecutors have opened a manslaughter probe into the May 19th crash of an Egyptair jetliner. The plane that went down in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, killing all 66 people aboard. Monday's probe announcement in Paris stressed that the inquiry was launched as an accident investigation and not as a terrorism probe. Israel and Turkey have agreed to normalize ties. Ties between the two countries broke down in 2010 over Israel's interception of a Turkish aid ship trying to break the blockade of the Gaza Strip. Reuven Rivlin is the president of Israel.
I want to welcome the chance to renew the relations with Turkey. We have a long history of cooperation, and I believe we have a promising future of cooperation.
A senior Israeli official said that as part of the restoration of normalized ties, Israel has apologized for its lethal raid on the ship and agreed to pay $20 million to the bereaved and injured. Also under the deal, the two countries will restore their ambassadors. The Kremlin says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Monday apologized to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for shooting down a Russian military jet last year. The pilot of the plane was killed. A spokesman says Mr. Erdogan said he wants to restore friendly relations between Turkey and Russia. Spain's acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says since his People's Party won the most votes in the repeat parliamentary election Sunday, it has won the right to govern. The PP won 137 seats, 14 more than the last election, but still short of the 176 needed for an absolute majority in parliament. Spain held a repeat parliamentary election Sunday. Inconclusive elections last December spawned 6 months of failed efforts to form a coalition government. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia Monday. It's part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. Hundreds of high school students marched in Cairo calling for the resignation of the education minister. That follows the protests follow the arrest of several officials. They were charged with leaking cheat sheets for national exams and putting them on Facebook. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least 5 people near the Syrian border. Authorities say 3 bombers triggered the explosions Monday in the town of Ka. 15 people were wounded. Federal, state, and city officials are finalizing plans to address possible violence at the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions. Some 50,000 people, including about 6,000 protesters, are expected to converge on Cleveland, Ohio, for the Republican Party's convention in July. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.